It's a Tuesday afternoon, time for our weekly chat with Executive Director Mara Whitman of the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council based in Warren, Minnesota. And good afternoon, Mara. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm doing fine.
Fantastic. Nice October weather. The sugar beet harvest is underway. And what's new at the NWMAC?
Well, we're getting ready for our grant deadlines next week, so I've been talking with a few artists, and we'd like to have more artists interested, so I thought I would talk about that fellowship program that the deadline is next Tuesday, which is October 15th.
Okay.
The program itself helps our artists perhaps buy some equipment for their studios or attend a training. And many artists are kind of in the background trying to afford quite a bit on their own. So this is a great way for them to apply for grant funding to kind of push them forward in their career. Maybe there's, you know, that piece of equipment that they've been really needing, and it would be pivotal to a new way of approaching their artwork.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, it might be an instrument upgrade that they need to do, or in their studio, maybe their potter's wheel is breaking, or, you know, that kind of thing fits
sure.
our amount of money quite nicely.
Mm-hmm.
The first level that artists apply for is $1,500, and if the artist is rated a little bit higher during the review process, then they're reconsidered for our $5,000 grant.
Really?
And that can provide quite a bit of help. And really, if they want to attend a training in the state, $1,500 goes towards that nicely. But sometimes you attend a training that's a little further away and you need a little bit more money, or you are looking to try and come back to your studio or come back to Northwest Minnesota and be able to complete a more completed project after the training. So the $5,000 grant can help our artists go to that training and then come back and do something for the rest of the year with what they've learned.
So, okay, and that deadline again is October 15th.
It is. It's October 15th. And artists just need to be residents of our 7-county region, which includes Kitson, Roseau, Marshall, Pennington, Polk, Red Lake, and Norman counties. And if you reside within those counties for the last year, that's your permanent residence, then you're eligible. It doesn't matter if you're in college or at the university. You just can't apply our grant towards that training.
And again, how is the process done? Would that be intimidating for some people in applying for something? I know at times people tend to be, a little leery on doing something like that.
I guess it is a little bit intimidating. I know even when I've applied as an individual artist for things outside of our area, you get nervous about it, and it's putting yourself in that circumstance. So we try and ease the applicants through the process by doing some one-on-one phone consulting, as well as I have YouTube videos that are online. You just, in YouTube, you search for our name, Northwest Minnesota Arts Council, and the video pops up, and that gives our applicants grant writing training just right in their own living room when they watch it. And I think that eases them through the process. Plus, it helps their application come in a correct fashion, so that I don't have to check back with them quite so much after the deadline. And it's an easier review for the panel, which increases their ability of receiving the grant. So,
in the 2 years I've talked with Mara on the air, I've discovered that the Arts Council is very user-friendly, and that's very true.
Oh, we try to be. You know, we try to ease some of that of the nervousness around applying for a grant. And honestly, Ron, it's not always the correct timing for artists. So, you know, part of it is dialoguing with them, talking through what's going on and whether the project does fit where they're at in their career as an artist. And maybe they need to beef up their work sample, and they need to wait a little bit and see if we have a spring round, or just wait another year for the next October deadline to roll. And that's important. You know, you need to know that your timing is right for your project. So, and the timeline for the grant is a year. So right now we go through the applications, we do the approvals, and then the granting process starts a little bit in December, but basically it's calendar year 2014 that you would need to get your project done within.
Okay, there's a second deadline, October 15th, and if you would, Mara, tell us about that.
Well, the other deadline that same day is for students. So if anyone's listening that's a parent and your student, your child is within middle school or high school level, you can apply to have them attend a training in Minnesota or to work with a mentor one-on-one. Mm-hmm. So, you know, perhaps they're really interested in something like photography and they'd just like to work more on that. We can help that happen with our $500 grant. And that has a October 15th deadline also. And their application is available online or by emailing me at mara@nwrdc.org. Or just call our office at 218-745-9111, and I can take your information and make sure that you receive an application.
All right, 218-745-9111, and the Arts Council is based in Warren, Minnesota. Mara, thank you so much again.
All right, thanks.
Executive Director Mara Whitman talking about the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council every Tuesday just after 3 o'clock on Pioneer 90.1.